X32 is not suitable for all audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Oh, hold on. We don't know how long it takes you to actually order
it. Oh, yeah, that's true. When he figures out how to get it to work.
It may take him 3 hours to do that.
Several hours. Yeah. Several hours to come back inside. It's just him ripped out and destroyed every single self-service kiosk in the place.
Sir, please leave. We are calling the police.
I'm tired of water. I just want a sandwich.
Sir, okay, what kind of sandwich do you
want? It's a good question. Do you have some form of menu that I
Welcome to the fifth episode of X32, a Dice Fiends Shadowrun 6th edition adventure. When we last left our heroes, they had done some legwork at the Evo Labs in Clemson and were moving on to their second day of planning for their heist. Will it go well, or will it blow up in their faces? Let's find out.
It is like in the morning of Sunday, so you still have some time before you can do things.
True.
Because it has to be in the biotech place by Monday evening, correct? So, I mean, if we want to, we could focus our energies
on stealing the bomb today, and then perhaps as a small side adventure, grab the car.
All right, then let's get that ready. I think she sort of like rubs her hands together, and she rolls the leathery fabric up and puts the gas mask on, puts her goggles down, and she's just gonna be like, "Let's get moving!" And she's gonna just go over to the car, and she's like, "Actually, I need to make the car ready, so you guys chill out."
More time for donuts. We're not allowed to eat in the car, right?
Oh, definitely not.
Okay, yeah, we're stuffing his face full
of
donuts.
Jane gets away with it because she manages not to get like her Cracker Jacks everywhere. But like KT is definitely not allowed to eat in the car.
Oh, KT's a messy eater. You look at him, he's just covered in crumbs currently.
Like his beard is full and he's just like, oh, these are for later.
Little snack for later. He actually puts half a donut like in his beard and kind of closes it up.
Before the donuts came, he like just pulled a bit of
yeah.
out of his beard and just popped it in his mouth.
A little bit of roughage.
So awful. The reason Mel tints her goggles is so she doesn't have to see it.
Yeah, just auto tint all the way.
Then we cut back to whatever fantasy world KT came from, and there's just a person be like, "I'm glad that guy's gone."
It's accurate. Accurate.
Yeah, I think Mal just sort of makes sure that all like the machine guns loaded, the tasers are ready in case anyone tries to like pull them out of the car.
So we have a map of the armory, right? I guess should we spend a second to look at it and figure out do we have a general idea of where the bombs would be on that map?
So she would pull up once we're getting. Once she's done checking the car, she'd probably put it in and use the goggles to, like, vid cast almost like a 3D map of the place. And she points, and she's like, "All right, this is the heavy munitions, and this is where they're keeping the bomb. It's right by this area with all these trucks. They're probably like armored trucks or have some weaponry on them." So we also know it's like a Humanus bomb. So we don't, and it was made to take out a whole city center. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff going out and going on here. It's if we're going guns blazing, and we're trying to pull out that bomb, they're probably going to be pretty focused on trying to disable our car to make sure they can get the bomb back.
Interesting. Okay.
So not guns are blazing,
saying it very disappointingly.
I mean, we can probably go out guns are blazing. Just in, we should probably be a little careful.
I got you. I got you. Ha ha. You see a little spark enters back into his face as he's excited to cause some chaos here.
Awesome. But yeah, and so she's like, this truck area, does it have like a gate or like anything like that?
Yes. There would be a gate to the truck area that whoever you checked in with would presumably get moved for you.
Alright, okay. So, what we definitely do, when the guard comes up to, to check the car and check our credentials, we zap him.
Alright.
And then we just go in, grab the bomb from the munitions, and then get out, right? And she looks at the both of you like, that's definitely the best plan.
Kind of puts a thumb up, hell yeah.
Jane just takes a large slurp out of her thermos that has coffee in it in response.
Perfect.
All right. Got coffee too, jeez. It's awesome.
So yeah, I think when the sun goes down, that's definitely like, definitely gonna get in the car.
Oh, so we're gonna strike at nighttime.
Yeah, I think that's the smartest because there'll probably be less people. Like,
true. Should we case it beforehand?
Oh yeah, like we should probably like get there early and watch it.
Yeah, I'm down.
You find your way to the armory. It is near the outskirts of town. There's still some restaurants around it, and it looks like. It doesn't look like a hard military installation. This is basically just a stopping point. The fact that this bomb is here, has been here for multiple days, is a little weird, but you can easily park in one of the visitors' areas or like at a restaurant across the street if you want to.
What's the restaurant across the street?
It is a Neo Red Robin.
What is a Red Robin?
I was like, it's a type of burger. And I think at that point, she's gonna activate her Ares bot. Her Ares crawler.
Born to kill.
Born to kill.
I mean, it is the bot that has the weapons on it, actually.
Life is fuck, million dead cops.
Life is fuck.
And so I think the crawler, instead of coming out of the car at all, like inside, it definitely drops down from the bottom. And it looks like some wicked looking like spider thing as it like sort of like creeps out from the bottom of the car and then sort of like crawls up onto the hood.
What are your orders, master? Or you can try, I don't know.
I think I forgot what I called this one. It's a very good name, though. Venom Shock, because he's got a lot of shock weapons on him.
That name's Venom Shock, bitches.
And she's just like, okay, alright. We can probably get a nicer view if we send Venom Shock up there, closer, because I feel like they'd be sort of parked more across the street than in a visitor's area.
Yeah, that's a badass spider on top of that car.
And if he gets noticed, like it sort of like leaps up like a really horrifying spider and then crawls down under. It's like it's a very disturbing looking drone.
Terrifying.
Mal loves it unconditionally.
Oh god, I hate that so much.
Nightmare fuel.
No, that's just someone yelling from a distance. Not acting on it.
It's probably an astral spider. They should probably clear the area.
Oh god. Someone call Lone Star.
Oh shit. But,
or don't you know?
Mal would try and sort of send the crawler across the street and see if they she can perch it on like one of the armory walls to get a look in.
All right. Your edge is 7, right?
And my crawler even has stealth.
All right, as you're across. Let's handle stealth later. So I'm going to need you to roll me an amount of dice equal to your edge pool and tell me how many hits you've got. Just for luck.
Oh, as the bot crosses the road.
Oh, no! But that is 4 successes.
Not bad.
Okay, so as Venom Shark is crossing the road, you see a truck barrel past. For a second, it looks like Venom Shark just got splattered. But as the truck goes past, Venom Shark stands back up and just.
Oh, you definitely see.
Yeah, I got 3 successes. So.
Like, flinch up, and then she's like, "Oh, wow."
It's too early for traffic.
I'm in. It's never too early for traffic. All right, so do you want to rig into Venom Shock or?
When he finishes crossing the road, that's when she sort of rings in to sort of assume direct control.
Yeah, that would have been a nasty way to get jump shock. All right. You are now in control of Venom Shock.
You just see him skitter, like along like one of like the less, like along like a long strip of wall, and just sort of start like climbing up it to try and get on top of the wall.
All right, I would like you to roll me stealth as you're doing that.
Only 1 success. So this might be an issue.
All right. So Venom Shock, as Venom Shock is climbing, you look around and you do see like one of the security cameras pointing right at you.
Oops.
Whoopsie. I have a thing. So I think when he sees that, when I see that, like you see a little like a. Gun pop up from the top of Venom Shock, and it's actually a super shock, so it's actually just a taser, and but it's got like 60 feet, like 20 meters of stuff, so he's gonna try and
Jesus Christ
shoot out the
that's pretty
camera good. And like short it out.
All right, roll your attack against the camera.
There's no successes. Whoopsie.
Oh no.
The camera just swerves a little bit and Venom Shock aimed poorly, so it hits the wall behind the camera. The camera swerves back. You see a taunting blink of the red light.
Alright.
You realize in Morse code that the camera said, suck it.
Okay. I mean, in any case, that failed. She's going to try and observe in detail the area around before she tries to recall the drone.
How many, like, what's the distance between the car and the building?
The car you're in now in the building?
Yes.
I'd say no more than 20 meters.
The restaurant? Or, okay.
Yeah.
No, where the armory.
Yeah. No, the armory, to where we are.
Yeah. The restaurant to the armory is like around 20 meters, and your car's right outside the restaurant.
Okay. Alright. Well, I'll go get burgers.
Yeah, like you walk in the door, and KT is already inside trying to figure out how to do the self service menu.
Oh.
Well, Mal is just sort of like
poking.
I go to the one next to you and just kind of do it real quick and smile at you, and then go ahead and go to food.
KT has just made a mess of his order.
You see, he watered 15 different orders of water and no food whatsoever.
Oh, no. Standing outside the restaurant,
yes.
Can I see anyone go in or out of the armory, especially going in, who looks not like a guard, but someone who works there, like a technician?
Make me an awareness check.
Ooh, what's that based off of?
Logic plus logic.
Okay. Ooh, 6 successes.
Yeah, so you do, going in, you do see a car drive up, like someone who looks like one of the, a pencil pusher leans his head out of the window, and a guy in, like an overweight guy in like camo garb, those like wraparound sunglasses for people who want to be operators but never will be.
Okay.
And like a baseball cap comes out, they talk, and the guy does something like seemingly on a sub-vocal, and then the gate opens up and they both go inside.
I get a good look on the guy who looks important, I guess.
All right.
And I go inside the vehicle, our vehicle, with my food, and I start casting a ritual. It takes about 3 hours to do.
All right.
But I'm going to start my ritual for remote sensing on that guy.
All right. And
I rolled 7 successes on that, so it's 700 meters that I can track him. Holy shit. Yeah.
That's so freaking cool.
So I'm doing that for 3 hours. He's and like, eating. Well,
time to go 800 meters away. All right, so the ritual takes 3 hours to take effect? Or?
Yes. Yes.
Right. KT will help and observe this to ritual perform in any way that he can. Curious as to how it works.
Well, hold on. We don't know how long it takes you to actually order
it. Oh, yeah, that's true. When he figures out how to get it to work.
It may take him 3 hours to do that.
Several hours. Yeah. Several hours to come back inside. It's just him ripped out and destroyed every single self-service kiosk in the place.
Sir, please leave. We are calling the police.
I'm tired of water. I just want a sandwich.
Sir, okay, what kind of sandwich do you
want? It's a good question. Do you have some form of menu that I
You see the person just get out there, comes. Well, sir, there's a crazy homeless guy in our
restaurant. that's my cue, and I run out.
All right. Is it all fucking mind, lady? God, I hate this guy.
He said the magic word.
He said
calling.
It's that KT. It's that KT guy again.
You'll never catch me. No, I shouldn't say that.
And then he run out and goes sit in a car and sit still.
The windows are tinted. I'm safe in here.
I saw him. Okay. They try to open the door. Get tased.
Fuck!
That everything's falling apart.
That's six. Dice. All right.
Thwarted by Red Robin.
Roll your dice, then.
Wait, is this for real happening?
Yeah, sir, we know you're in there. Please come out of the car.
Is this the Red Robin? Is this the Red Robin person?
This is the Red Robin employee. Please pay for this water glass.
All right, I roll down the window and just, like, roll out some new yen and roll back up.
God, I hate this place.
You're welcome.
All right, so fuck you.
Mal,
the Red Robin employee makes the dark link with KT.
Mal's senses are with the robot right now.
I've gained a mortal enemy.
Yeah, so you're looking. Are you just looking around from what you can see on the wall?
Oh, Mal's looking at, Mal's trying to see, look at the people who are at the gate and checking and trying all to right. Send stuff there for as long as they're not like, hey, there's a thing there. The camera just caught it. He's just sort of like, okay, I'm going to watch as long as I can.
Yeah, but, okay, so the way it works is you're at the gate. And you see, like, the people who look not very fit come out, like, over people. Like, their flak jackets just, like, cover up to their upper chest instead of their entire torso. They have, like, the sunglasses, one smoking. It's like, hey, is that a robot spider?
No.
And then the car No. All right, roll charisma.
No, he said he wasn't, you know?
Oh, I hope I get something good. I'm only rolling 4d6, but that is 4 successes.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Hey, Donnie, I think your camera's messed up. There ain't no robot spider out there. Out here.
It even told me so.
No, there's not. There's just a normal looking spider up there. I think you just need to get some ball juice, Donnie. Alright. Fuck you too. And then the car drives up. He opens the gate. The car drives
up. Hilarious.
Mal has made, like, kind of shock just be as tiny as, sort of like compress themselves in as tiny as possible. And like, I think it's gonna try and jump on top of the guardhouse. Right. And from there, I do have on Mr. Venom Shock a remote jack-in thing. I want to see if I can try and see, like, try and break into the security systems and see who just went in.
All right, do a hacking backdoor entry, I guess. Do whatever hacking you think is correct.
Ooh, I could do a snoop. I have a snoop thing. It's versus logic plus firewall or data pressing plus firewall processing.
All right.
Snoop away, Snoop Dogg. That is no successes. I'm going to spend 3 edges to reroll 3.
If you spend 4 edge, you can reroll all
I'll
of
go
your
ahead and
dice,
spend 4.
All your failed dice. Alright.
All of them. That is 4 successes this time.
Alright, so you managed to succeed. You managed to get into the system. You do see someone named Donnie is watching the cameras. He's pissed off that his friends are idiots. And you know the person who just went in is the, like, head administrator for weekends named Marvin McGillicuddy.
Okay. Is there a way, or, like, a file I can look for that might have, like, the passwords or, like, what we need to know to get in?
There is a file labeled passwords.exe.
Cool. Can I use my cracked file, or do I need to, or is it like
copy paste?
Can I just grab it?
You can try to execute.
Okay. Which one would we execute? Brute force.
Yeah,
as
sure.
As versus willpower and firewall.
Well, if you're in the system, you can just, like, run it.
Oh, cool.
Normally.
Then, yeah, I just want to run it.
All right, and what are your robot's defenses?
Oh, no. Good question.
Like a billion. I think it has a billion dice or so.
Oh, a billion? Oh, wow. I have 2 billion dice. Holy shit. I guess I'll all have to roll a fucking lot of dice here.
Let's see.
Oh, that's crazy.
Matrix defenses?
Yeah, what are your robots'
matrix? 6 defense rating on matrix.
Alright. You have a feeling that passwords.exe was not, in fact, not a list of passwords, as you need to roll 6 dice.
That's fair. That's, she should have known better.
The classic password.exe trick.
That is 2 successes.
Alright, so you only take 4 damage.
So you'll be at a minus, your spider will be at a minus one on actions till it's repaired.
Okay. And this was physical, correct?
Yes.
That's annoying. You see it sort of like seize, and Mal sort of frowns because she can sort of sense it through the rigging connection right now. And
yeah, you get a little bit of a jolt. You don't take any damage, but it's like.
And so it, I think at that point she's just like, "All right, well, we got what we came for. That was really dumb. I took damage for nothing, but like, hey, we got what we came for." And she's gonna recall Venom Shock.
All right, make me an awareness check as you're crossing the street.
That is 3 sixes and nothing else. 3 successes.
All right. So you're able to successfully cross the street. Like, safely. You see some cars going by, but you're able to time it.
And he just crawls back under the car, and just everyone in the car hears like a thump, 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 and as it, like, jumps back into the bottom of the Range Rover.
And Calamity Jane, you're scrying on the dude?
Yes.
All right.
Visually.
You see him going into his office after that, going to his computer, typing some things in, and then going to the coffee machine and like checking his phone as he waits for some coffee to be made. He gets his coffee and he starts going to his computer. Are you just watching what he's doing?
Yeah, I'm trying to pay attention to like if he's going, if there's like keypads for like passcodes, or if he's using his badge.
Oh yeah, he's using. It looked, whenever he gets to like a secure area beyond where any of the weakened warriors are, it looks like he holds up his wrist and the lights turn green. So it seems like he has some biometric technology in place.
And I pay attention to maybe passwords he's typing in.
All right.
To the computer. So I can give that to Mel. I'm doing all this, I'm just eating fries as I'm kind of watching through his eyes.
Oh, you're watching directly through his eyes. Cool. Make me an awareness check. Or I guess you don't need to. Yeah, make me an awareness check because he's not always looking directly at the keypad as he's doing it.
I keep rolling 6 successes. Jeez. All right.
So you notice that he's using his biometric scanner, and as he's logging into his personal computer, his password is P455W0RD69.
Amazing.
I shake my head.
Nice.
Or I just laugh. Just. It's probably startled you guys. It's like, ha!
She can laugh?
Mal's like really excited because I feel like she's definitely been talking. And she thinks that Jane actually like laughed at the jokes that she said, and then she's like, "No wait, Jane's not."
Still slumped, like still deep in focus, like a second later. Yeah.
I have a couple of glasses of water if you're thirsty.
Please, sir, bring the glasses back in.
Damn it!
We can get you to go cups.
Jesus Christ, nut!
Don't make me open this car door.
Does he walk by the room with the bomb in it at all?
Yes. He does walk by the munition storage room on his way to his office.
Then I would take note of, like, how many guards are on duty, or what kind of security panel it has. Is it the same setup, or is it different?
It is a different security panel. It looks like a key card is required to enter that area. And there's, like, a guard on duty, and some, I guess, a drone just hovering around that area.
And does he have a key card on him? Or do the guards or everyone in the facility?
The guard looks like he has some kind of lanyard around his neck with a key card.
If I get all the information I need, I'm just in the spell. I'll get my little flip notebook out and write the password down and give it to Mal. I'll rip the page out and hand it over. And I'll write down bomb room, one guard, one hover drone, guard has lanyard for key card scanner, and I hand that to KT.
Do your drain roll since you're ending the spell.
Okay.
And second, Mal, she just handed you a piece of paper that says password 69 with no context, so make of that what you will.
Mal's gonna sort of stare at it, and she's gonna look at KT. She's like, what does yours say?
It says hover drone, man with lanyard, guard, keypad. Look at that. Bomb room.
Maybe this is the password of the guard?
I take the paper bag and write administrator and give it back.
Oh, cool. Oh, that's McGillicuddy. Okay, McGillicuddy. Password.
Yes, McGillicuddy.
All right, let me find the drain value for this spell. 1 second.
And then he goes 700 meters away.
To never be seen again.
Five.
Never be seen again. He goes off a cliff.
I take one stun.
If we look at the schematics, does it seem like there is a easy access to this bomb room? Or is it pretty much like at the center of the facility?
It's not at the center of the facility, because that would be bad if something blew up. But the main access, I think the only access point would be the garage. Like, you can open up a double door so you can get a truck into there, load up bombs, and then...
Oh, do we ever find out how big this bomb was?
It's going to be interesting.
Unless there was a window that he looked into, I can't tell.
I'm wondering if we need a vehicle to get the bomb out at this point.
I feel like just having the vehicle as an extra part of, like, defense would be good. We can figure out how to maybe look like McGillicuddy on the way in would also help. So do you know his password?
True.
Hey, McGillicuddy, what's your password? Password 69. He's the real McGillicuddy.
Oh, I do note that also that he has some sort of wrist scanner for security.
That's going to be a problem.
Yeah, just like...
Does anyone have a sword on them?
No, I don't.
No.
Oh, dang. Okay, never mind.
Mal's only got guns.
Are you thinking in terms of removing hand?
Well, I was going to point to someone's sword and to someone's arm and like...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Fucking wild. Yeah, I think Mal's just going to be like, alright, I think we have enough to make our play, really. Do we have a way to disguise ourselves? Or...
I do not.
The Mal just sort of shrugs and she's just like, well, again, we do have... And she pulls out, like, her taser. Like this is like a big, like, scary-looking taser. And she's like, we do have this, though.
Yes, we have that. Kind of quizzical look on his face. Are you saying we could potentially shock someone and use them for entry?
Yeah, like when we go up to the gate, we shock the gatekeeper and push through. Grabbing the Range Rover, you know. Or we could jump this McGillicuddy guy on his way out of work.
That's true, we did see him enter, right?
Yep.
I guess it was a normal work day, 8-10 hours?
Yeah, about.
So we set up for another 8-10 hours.
Well, it'll be half of that. So the ritual took 3 hours to do. That's what he wrote.
Oh, true. So, right, so yeah. five or so.
Have I noticed any orders go from Red Robin delivered to the armory?
Unfortunately, you haven't.
Okay.
You do see some people complaining that a homeless guy took out all of their order stands.
Hey, it's Shadowrun. What are you going to do? Taking down the big corpse one way or another.
No, definitely, if we want to go with kidnapping McGillicuddy.
I'm always down for a good kidnapping.
We could totally wait to see when he drives out and then, like, follow him in the Range Rover.
About 5 to 6 hours later, you see McGillicuddy leave the building and then walk off screen, go to, and come out in his car. The gate opens up. And he's like, "Goodbye, my name's Megalakari." And then he drives out and goes onto the road.
As soon as like he's driving out, like I'm revving the engine, and then sort of immediately pulling the car into a U-turn to follow him.
Nice.
All right. And do you have a stealth check for your car, like when you're tailing?
I don't have a stealth check for the car. I have piloting, which is for like any driving that's more intense than regular driving.
I'm gonna ask you to do a piloting check just to see how like normally, like you're trying to keep a certain distance from him, but like if he like looks back at a stoplight and like, "That car's been following me since Neo Red Robin. What's going on?" You know, just like being normal. Do a being normal.
Yeah, that is check. 4 successes out of my 10d6.
All right, yeah, you are able to. How long do you want to follow him?
If there's anywhere in the sprawl that I know, I do have, as a knowledge skill, like the world layout of the sprawl. It's in a little bit. If he's taking any roads that's like in a little bit of a worse neighborhood, I feel like that's where I'm going to take my chance to like sort of rev up the Range Rover and sort of like try and sort of box him and like drive him off the road to make him stop.
He leaves the Greensboro city itself, but you do follow him to a country road. It's like kind of dead. So it's off the highway, and he's just driving. I'm like, "Man, I can't wait to see my wife and kids as I get when I get psych home."
Yeah. But all right. I definitely think like as soon as we're on this like more abandoned country road, like you definitely see like the Range Rover peel out into the oncoming lane, because you like that's what I'm picturing, like a road and a long expanse that's like one way each way, and then definitely start like sort of trying to get back over right where he's driving, sort of push him off road.
All right, make me a piloting test opposed by his piloting test.
That is 3 successes.
Okay, you are able to take control of the situation and push him off the road.
Shit!
Stunned, McGillicuddy gets out of his car. You see some blood, like, coming from his temple. "Watch where you're going, buddy! What the hell is wrong with you?"
I think that's when Mal gets out, and, like, you see, all she's got is, like, she's, from before, she had, like, nothing on her hands, and now she's got, like, some fingerless gloves on her hands. That look like they have like something bulky on the back of the gloves, and she's just like, "Oh, so sorry," and in this again, like her face is not revealed at all, and she's just like, "I'm so sorry. Are you okay?" And if she, no. She's gonna get closer and try I guess choke him with her stun gloves.
All right. Roll to hit him.
KT will start to jump out the car at this point as well, just in case she needs backup.
You make him even more nervous, KT.
Machine pistol.
Alright, that's only 3 dice with the shock gloves, but it is 1 success.
Players win ties. So, yeah. You start choking McGillicuddy. He's what have I ever done to
but
you?
But definitely, like, I grab him by the throat, and then that's when the shock goes. And that's 4 stun.
Oh,
4 stun electric.
God, oh. 4 stun plus, and you did net 2 hits, so he takes 6 points of stun damage.
Please.
Yeah.
He is not in a good way. He's still
conscious. Malvada's just like,
Shut up.
It hurts so much. Oh god, I don't think I can control how much pain I'm in right now.
What are you guys doing with Malfoy?
I'm outside the car. I've got my gun in my hand, just waiting to see. I mean, it seems like you have it well in hand, but just in case he gets a little squirrely.
And Jane?
I'm just waiting to see what happens.
I love it. They're just letting Mal choke out a dude.
You've got it. You've handled him so well.
That's fair.
McGillicuddy's sobbing hard.
Mal, there's a moment in which, like, she's making sure that, like, this is working. I think when he starts crying, it kind of annoys her. And, yeah, Mal's not a good person. Mal's a fun person. And Mal sort of rears her head back and is gonna, like, headbutt him to, like, see if she can push him the rest
all right.
of the world to just go, like, hey, go to sleep.
Make me agility plus logic for your attack.
Okay. That is 3 successes again.
Kilos.
Sorry. 3 successes in general. I will.
3 successes, and what's your body?
6.
6, so you deal 6 points of damage from him. He is unconscious.
She starts dragging him back to the car like, I did it, guys! And she looks very proud of herself.
Very impressive. Should we check his car for anything valuable?
Yeah, I guess. He might have, like, a key card in there. And she's just sort of, like, dragging him, like, over to the car.
Yeah, so we'll look at the car and see if he's got anything in his trunk or in his, like, little console.
Are you picking him up or are you just dragging him across the street?
Well, the way I picture it is, like, our car is a little ahead of his car that was sort of, like, pushed off the street. And so she's got him, like, okay. in that underarm carry.
Like, full Nelson?
Yeah, like, full Nelson. She's just, like, walking back. Put him into the back of her Range Rover.
Alright, you shove him in the back of the Range Rover, and KT is checking the truck?
Yeah, I'm just kind of investigating the car a little bit, yeah.
Is Calamity Jane still watching?
No, she followed Mal, and then when she threw the body in the back, she goes rummages through her backpack and pulls out this huge roll of duct tape and, like, tears the side with her mouth and covers the guy's mouth with it.
All right.
And then zip ties his wrist together. And then she takes out a red Sharpie and starts drawing lips.
I love it.
God. Jane.
Who is the most...
Like, he's smiling.
As you're loading up and you're driving through what's obviously just, like, you ran someone off the road and you're just looting through it, you see, like, a couple cars just drive by the other way.
Nothing to see here.
I turn so the blocking, they can see the body in the back, and I'm just waving and smiling.
Alright, so, KT, rummaging through the car, you see a handgun, you see some, like, files about, like, just workings at the armory. You see a picture from his kid saying, Daddy works to protect people.
I take all that stuff.
It's a stick figure drawing.
Yeah, I take all that stuff. And when I see him getting taped up by Calamity, I'm going to...
You see a picture of his family. Yeah. They're all hugging.
I put the family picture, and then I put the drawing right next to him so he can see it when he wakes up.
Something to keep his hopes up.
That turned the smile I drew on him to a frown.
And then, is it just like a regular old pistol, I suppose?
Yeah, it's just an Ares Predator.
All right.
Does anybody need a piece?
Nobody? I guess I'll pocket the piece then.
Does he know how to use guns?
I do have him. He figured out how to use guns.
Okay, so he's not just pointing it at people with his finger in the trigger. Like, does anybody need a piece?
He figured out not to put the trigger finger in there while waving it around. Okay. He still waves it around, but no finger on the trigger finger.
He knows he has trigger
safety. Yeah, trigger safety. He learned that early. He's actually pretty good with all guns now.
Hopefully he never goes back to his world with a gun.
God, I hope so. And looking through the files that I found, does it seem to be anything interesting or specific to what we're doing, or is it just kind of generic stuff?
It's just generic stuff, like talking about shipments to and from the armory, and like report, like it looks like quarterly reviews are coming up, so he's doing it for like the office staff.
Okay. I'll take those as well. Just, you know, maybe they'll have names and stuff on it.
Yeah, that could be useful. Pay data.
Yeah, pay data and some names and positions. I kind of hand that off to somebody who understands that sort of thing.
All right. So with that out of the way, what do you do now?
I think it's time to get ready to storm the armory, grab that bomb.
Yeah.
You go back in the evening, and if the security was loose during the day, it's kind of loose even now, because there's no actual administrator watching over them, so... Mm.
No boss man.
You see, like, someone... No boss man. You see them, like, in lawn chairs out front, like, with a stogies.
Nice.
Amazing.
America's proudest.
We definitely have him, like, in the backseat of the car. Weekends of Bernie style.
Yeah.
And a little bit topical, I think he's got like a sneeze mask on.
Oh.
To cover up
duct tape.
Yeah. I like that. That's a really good idea.
So what do y'all do now? Are you driving up to the gate?
Yeah.
Was Jane's probably frowning because you told her explicitly not to draw on this sneeze mask?
Oh yeah, definitely.
So we saw him enter in. Did we see what he used to enter? Was it a voice? Was it a vocal thing? Was it like a touchpad?
When he came up, someone came out and he talked to them, and then they let him in.
Oh, all right, let's do this.
Yeah, Mal. Mal's very nervous because I think instead of like she has her gas mask like down where it looks like a little scarf, and she has her goggles up, and she's got like a weird like 20s newsboy cap because like she's a driver.
So you drive up, and one of the people on lawn chairs pushes himself out of the lawn chair, passes his stogie to his friend, and just comes out, like, rifle, just, like, hand on his rifle. What do you want?
Administrator needed to come back for, some quarterly review stuff. And she moves her head so you can see, the administrator with, like, sunglasses on and the sneeze mask.
Oh, fuck, it's McGillicuddy. What's the password?
And she looks a little embarrassed. She's like, do I really have to say his password?
Listen, this is just for upper security. You know, I can't get fired off, or my wife won't let me see their children every little week.
She looks back at McGillicuddy. McGillicuddy, and she's trying to feign being like a really put upon employee. And when there's no answer, like, because he's, like, fucking asleep, she looks back and she's like, P455W0RD69.
No. He's like, just gives you a little dap.
Okay, Danny, they're good. I don't know. Shouldn't check it. Danny, what have I told you about shutting the hell up? Okay, let them through. I'm your boss. McGillicuddy's not here. No, she was lying. McGillicuddy's not here. I'm your boss. Pause. And then the gate just opens up sadly.
Yeah, Mal, like, sort of, like, gives them a thumbs up and then, like, nervously looks back again, like I'm like a put upon employee, and then like goes through.
All right.
And she looks
excellent.
She looks at KT and and Calamity as they go through, and she's just like, that disappoints me, but I'm really glad it worked.
We are true geniuses of the craft. Subterfuge be thy name.
Oh, I think she's just going to drive straight up to, like, the garage.
All right, going into the garage, you don't see the hover drone anymore, but you do see a guard. He's a weedy looking person. If you'd have to describe him, he looks like he's the heart of a tiger, but the body of a sad and sick
hunter.
Oh,
no!
Oh, man. So is the bomb storage room, it's right next to this room right here. Can we see the entrance?
Yes, he is standing in front of the entrance. Right.
So we just have to figure out a way to get past this guy. And then we've got
Hello! Alright, what are you... Do you have the proper papers to be in here?
Mal's going to be like, McGillicuddy wanted to make sure that everything's good for quarterly review. You want to come say hi?
No, not really.
And she's going to...
He looks like he has a sneeze mask. Does he have the neoplague?
He's got the sniffles.
He's just being considerate.
I don't even know who you are. You look like a hobo.
And she's gonna look back as if she heard McGillicuddy say something. And she's gonna look forward and she's like, McGillicuddy wants you to open his door for him.
I didn't hear anything. I got two successes.
Should I charisma versus that? Yeah.
You should roll charisma. Yeah. Sometimes you need to roll in a Shadowrun game.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
I totally get it. So that's two. Barely two. I got like two fives.
Okay, you win this time.
You win.
Okay. You win this time.
And Mal just waits for him to go to try and open up the door.
Open up the door. He just takes his lanyard. Okay. I guess I'll walk with you into the
I thought he was gonna open up the door for the car.
Yeah, for the car. That's what I was thinking as well. And he was gonna get shocked.
Mal was really confused when he did the key card, and then she's just like, that in her head she's like, that works.
Do you want me to open the door to your car for you?
She looks back and she kind of like looks at Calamity Jane like do something to make him nod or something.
Yeah, I guess because he's sitting in the middle. Calamity's on one side. I'm sitting on the other. We both could kind of like shoulder a little bit, so he like jerks a little.
I raise my hand through a speck of his shirt, and I just kind of have my hand pressed against the base of his head so I can nod forward.
Is that a yes? Okay. He grabs one of those little grabber arms, just like puts it around the door handle, pulls the trigger, and just tries to open the door to your car.
That's
that
amazing.
Way.
He's a genius. The man's genius.
I have to practice proper social distancing. You know, it is a stressful time. All the commercials have told me.
I think that wouldn't set off the tasers. And so, like it kind of awkwardly opens up and like reveals whichever side he was trying to open up.
I mean, I'm only doing this because you've asked me to. I would have just opened the regular door,
well, thank
too.
Thank you. Yes. Mal's going to start rolling up her gas mask.
What?
And then, like, putting down her goggles, and she's just like, KT, why don't we deal with this guy?
This is dangerous.
I will, seeing that this is going a little sideways, I think...
Is it going sideways, or are you causing it to go sideways? That's the question. Everyone will be initiative.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, initiative. Oh, I guess it's just the number plus just one success, so let's see here.
It's your initiative dice plus your initiative number. So you add the number you get on your dice.
Oh, so it's just the actual
straight number. Okay. Together.
So I'm just going to roll a d6.
14.
All right. Terry. All right. Clammy Jean got 14.
Yes.
All right.
I got a...
What did Malvadia 12. Get?
Good.
And
Katie? 11.
11? Okay, Calamity Jane, you have the initiative.
I will, I guess if we're going to combat, cast Power Bolt on him.
Alright, what does that do?
Well, I'll tell you.
Alright.
So, the... damage is physical. And let me roll and see what the damage is going to be. So I rolled spellcasting, and I had 5 successes.
All right, so he is able to tie with you, so you aren't able to net any hits, so you don't deal damage with your power bolt. You hit him solidly in the chest, but he's able to rebound that from with his willpower. I've been entrusted to guard this armory.
I'm going to move and then it's a minor action to dodge.
All right, so he's going to use his minor, one of his two minor actions to aim at you, Calamity Jane, and then he is going to fire his gun at you. So we're going to go to distribute edge. So his attack rating with his gun, with his rifle that he has, his attack rating is 7 plus, I guess that's all. Yeah. So what is Calamity Jane's defense rating?
Range defense? I have 9 dice. I don't know if that's due.
It'll be under defense rating, so your physical defense rating is 8.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't get a point of edge off it, okay. But he is going to roll his dice to see if he can shoot you.
Well, I only rolled 3 net hit, net successes.
Holy shit, he rolled terribly. Yeah, you managed to dodge as he wildly fires. He uses his minor action to shout for help and runs into the bomb room. We're going to go to Malvada.
Mal is going to sort of like get out the car. Or the door's open, right?
Yes.
And he just ran in through it?
Yes.
I'm going to try and run him down with the car.
All right, pilot.
My most deadly weapon, car.
That's not wrong. I'm gonna say your base damage with a car will be 5 since you're hitting him.
So that's a 3. That's a 3 pilot. 3 piloting check.
So that will be your reaction plus your. So you got 3 successes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yep. Alright, you net 2, so he takes 7 damage as you run him over.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so I'm going to say,
since he has a weak body, that's just enough to kill him.
Oh no. He barely lived.
Yeah, at that point I'm going to hop out of the car. And, so he called for help, like, what, on our radio?
No, he says, help, help, intruders!
Oh.
He shouted it.
Okay. Does he have a radio?
Pull a Han Solo. Everything's fine here. Nothing to report.
Literally that.
Let's see. Okay, so I just rolled a d6. Did I get an odd or an even number?
Even.
Okay, he has a radio and it hasn't been run over by the car.
Sweet.
Nice.
So, on my gas mask, what does audio enhancement do? Let's me hear something. Alright, well, she pushes down the gas mask and, like, and grabs mm-hmm. the radio up, and she's gonna be like, someone's trying to break into McGillicuddy's office.
Roll charisma.
Yep. I really should have made my charisma higher if I was gonna be this much of a liar.
I don't know if you planned on it.
I didn't plan on it. I'm gonna tell you straight up.
You just happened to be a face.
That happens a lot. You always like, I'm not going to be the face this time. I'm going to do something different. And then you're always like, oh, I'll talk my way out of this.
Two successes.
I'm looking at McGillicuddy's office. It looks perfectly fine here.
Mal's going to shut off the radio and start looking for that bomb.
Hey, you do see several explosives. You see some smaller ones. You see a medium one. You see one about the size of a U-Haul. Ooh, cabin. Shit. That's probably the big one they were talking about.
Is but that the one that we need?
You do see several explosives. Like, if you place the truck wisely, it could probably take down a building. Or the U-Haul, if you just wanted to place the truck indiscriminately.
Is there a suitable vehicle here to take that U-Haul sized bomb?
There is one in the garage itself.
But is that
it's a U-Haul.
But is that the correct bomb though? We need the right bomb, we need the right detonator.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, we need the right bomb and the right detonator. Is there any way that we can make a quick look around? Because we have the general information for the bomb, right?
Yeah, the detonator's strapped at the side of the bomb.
Okay.
It's almost as if I'm hungry and I'm smelling dinner on my end.
So is it pretty clear which one is the bomb that we need?
Yeah, does it have, like, a Humanus logo, like, and a manifesto painted on the side of it? Like, fuck you, ghouls. Humans only.
Yeah, like, fuck elves, fuck orcs, fuck ghouls.
Hell yeah.
And she's like, that was easy. Thank you, racist.
What's the size of the bomb? What, that particular bomb? The Humanus bomb?
It looks like it could tightly fit into a, U-Haul truck.
Oh, so it is the big one. All right, yeah. So then we got to switch vehicles then, I guess. Mm-hmm. Or one of us has to pilot, which...
definitely. So she's going to look at both Jane and KT. And she's going to look back at Jane and she's going to put her hands on her shoulder and be like, I trust you to drive the car. You get that mage wagon home. And she's going to dump McGillicuddy out of their car because she doesn't want that car to get home with McGillicuddy still in it. So she's just gonna dump him out into the armory, and I feel like we gotta get this thing loaded into the U-Haul because she's gonna drive the U-Haul.
Yeah, let's load it up in the U-Haul. And then is there a separate bomb with a detonator that we could maybe activate and use as a bit of a, distraction, if you will, of our escape.
I'm going to say there is a bomb with a separate detonator.
Could we maybe activate a separate to cover our escape?
I mean, she's going to look at McGillicuddy in the room, and she's like, let me take him out first, I guess. Well, actually, no, he might remember our faces, which is, awful for her to say.
I was going to say, would it be possible for that detonator to have a dead man switch and we give it to McGillicuddy and he has to sit there with it?
Holy shit.
Too dark? What?
Odds or evens?
Odds. I'll do odds because I love
yes,
the odds.
Yes, he does have a dead man switch.
Yes. Can we spend a minute or two setting him up on the dead man switch where if he moves off of it, I want to maybe place him next to the bomb that he is targeted, that he has the detonator with.
Yeah, he's got his detonator.
I'm going to come down and investigate if you spend too much time.
Yeah, I just want to really do it quick where he has to lean up against the dead man switch. Otherwise, if he falls forward, it'll go off.
Sure, you can get that set up, right?
That is wild. Yeah. In the meantime, Mal is trying to use her tough orc strength to haul this bomb into the U-Haul trailer.
Nice.
Only body plus agility.
Six successes. Freaking rad.
Six successes, so yeah, you're able to haul this bomb, and like maybe you do the walking thing, like where one side, the other side, one side, the other side, one side, the other side. But without Calamity Jane's help or KT's help, you are able to get the bomb into the trailer.
Nice. Strong.
Strong.
Yeah.
And voluntary flex.
Yeah. And once that's ready, like Mal's ready, Mal is like running to the front of this car, and is like looking to see if the other two are ready to go. So we gotta peel out.
Yeah.
Do you wish me to join you in your car or be in the mage wagon?
That's a good question. Actually, I need you in the mage wagon because you can get up on the turret if need be.
Okay.
The mage wagon has a machine gun turret.
All right, that is out. Deploy.
While outside of the armory, the people with their radios off, like, that car had a machine gun turret. Should we have let it through? Well, she said the password.
I've got them.
All right, what are you doing while they're doing all of this?
Well, when we're leaving, I have a plan. All right,
y'all are leaving. Mm-hmm. Hey, that's a U-Haul.
I stop the car at the gate, and I turn and smile at the gentleman.
Like a homeless person.
And I wink, and then I cast... Let's see. Let me set the drain here. I make an area effect spell, confusion.
All right. Amazing.
You need to roll will plus logic to defend it.
All right.
And I'm going to go ahead and, yeah. It's 5 successes.
All right. 1 failed. The second failed.
So... this blue haze of color surrounds them, and they start seeing like rave dance lights, like behind the and hearing music, and they're seeing little like floating 8-bit looking unicorn heads, popsicles.
Oh my god! It's the homosexual agenda Neil Rush Limbaugh told us about.
Neil Rush Limbaugh.
And then I drive off, leaving them to their little hallucinations.
Oh, God. I'm tripping balls, Dan. I'm tripping balls. Yes, you manage to get the gate open, and then you drive off.
And Mal's just following.
Man.
Following after them, like, sort of like...
Nice.
A little bit above the speed limit.
All right. All right, what do you do now?
So I guess we're heading back? Well, we have the bomb now. I don't know if you want to take the bomb back to your place.
Yeah, Mal, I feel like Mal would put it to the place, and Mal has some cool stuff called stealth tags. I feel like she's going to make sure, she's going to use a bug scanner, the bug scanner she has, sort of like make sure that like, hey, is there anything on this bomb that we could track as a signal?
Also, if possible, can I try and detect magic on this to make sure there's no magical wards or tracking things on it?
Go for it.
Let's use your sense. 4 dice.
I will roll the detect magic.
And the bug scanner.
Alright, you don't see any bugs.
I have 5 successes.
You don't sense any magical wards on the bomb.
Nice.
And I'll roll some drain to do that as a spell.
And as you're draining, we cut back to McGillicuddy's home. And then little girl's like, Mommy, when will Daddy be home? Oh, he'll be home soon, I'm sure. And then we...
Look at a card that says, Happy Father's Day.
Oh, man, yeah. What a rough Father's Day for this guy. I take one drain.
Oh, God. And then she's, like, cleaning a glass as they're talking. And then we cut to the armor. It's like, McGillicuddy, oh, my God, someone killed Terry. McGillicuddy, wake up. And then...
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
Entire armory collapses in on itself. She's just cleaning, and his favorite teacup just falls off the counter.
Oh, by, that's right, a beautiful scene.
If only Mal felt as bad as I did.
That's amazing. I have a question
for my birthday. Of course you will.
I have a general question. So we know that the Humanus bomb fits relatively snugly in a U-Haul.
Yes.
does the Humane Society truck that we've seen, is that roughly the same size as a U-Haul? Is it larger or is it smaller?
It is smaller.
Mm. Oh, okay. Mm. Issues. That is an issue. Yeah. So we might have to rebake that part of the plan.
I see a small size difference in the expectation of what we were going to put this in.
Yeah. Do you think I could... Maybe I could steal their logo off the Matrix and maybe get
our... Oh yeah, we could paint it?
Yeah, get our... Freaking Rigby's definitely up by now. We could get him to paint. I guess
my outside. My only worry is if they opened it up, it would just be bomb, right? Is it like very obvious bomb? Like there's a timer on the front. And...
I mean,
it's not like a black powder bomb, if that's what you're thinking. But like, you can put it in a crate, and then like, if they open that crate,
okay.
But if you manage to hack into the system and be like, yeah, this was already checked, unload sometime tomorrow in the afternoon.
True, true, true. That's a good point that I probably wouldn't have, but somebody else can.
I feel like Mal could come up with maybe that.
Venom Shock is a thing. Or Mal, yeah.
Venom Shock is smarter than Mal.
Spider drone.
Okay, so do you call up Rigby?
Yeah, see if he can do a quick paint job.
Hello, this is Rigby's.
Hey, Rig, listen.
Hey, I'm closed for the evening. No, okay, sorry. I just saw you called me earlier. I was going to try to do that gag. Yeah, what's up?
Listen, I have like an emergency paint job that I need done. Mm-hmm. How much will that run me for the night?
Like it needs to be done tonight. Mm-hmm. 1,000 yen.
I got that.
Oh, okay, well, shit. Okay. Yeah, bring it by. We'll have it done for you by tomorrow morning.
Nice. Mal does have like 2,000 yen left over from character creation, so.
Nice.
I feel like we unload the bomb. I'm not going to leave it at Rigby's place.
In the garage. That's a good point.
Yeah, okay.
Then, I have a general question about a spell. So invisibility, it says a target fades from view becoming transparent. Could I perhaps make the bomb invisible? Would that be useful in any way?
Sure.
So maybe we could do that. We could load it in a crate before we seal it. I can make it invincible just in case anybody looks inside.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That'd be funny.
How long does invisibility last?
It's a sustained spell. All so right. I guess, you know, some duration of time. We could maybe... Like right before we gotta like load it in and drive it over, I could cast it so that it's not too long of a duration.
Yeah. Alright, so you get the truck, you go over to Rigby's, you drop the truck off, you get it painted overnight. Some bird poops on your car because it is out of the garage. And then
fates are cruel.
In the morning you go back to Rigby's, pick the truck up, and it looks like a Humane Society truck, and you drive it on to the place. Mm-hmm. All right, so roll your invisibility spell.
Oh, yeah. Invisibility. And then we were going to like hack in to put it as already looked at, right?
Yes.
3 successes.
All right, so I'm going to say that if you want to sustain it, you just need to make a drain roll every 6 hours.
Mm-hmm. All right, I can do that. I'll go ahead and do a drain roll.
For this, making it look like it was already checked, would it be like a spoof command?
All yes.
Right. So that's versus data processing or pilot data processing?
No drain.
Because I don't think it's pilot plus firewall.
Yeah, so it'll be versus data processing. It'll be versus the computer being like, no,
that is 3 successes.
You win.
Awesome.
You manage to bring the, you take the bomb and put it in the laboratory's loading bay, and you take the detonator to Tony.
Yep.
Oh. All right. Wow. I just said you win. Like, oh, you win the adventure. Yeah. So do you wait till that evening to do it, or?
Oh well, he said he would meet us at the evening, right? Yeah. I don't feel like they would. I don't feel like they would. They would meet him earlier than that. Like she might send him. She might send him like a net message, like, "Hey, it's done."
Cool. Meet me at the quick shops then. Quick Mart.
Oh yeah. What?
You meet Tony at the Quick Mart. He is a tall man, like, with a button-down shirt, khaki pants, and a scarf, and, like, little, you know, one of those handkerchiefs. He's of Southeast Asian descent, and always has a pair of sunglasses covering his eyes, completely tinted. You got the detonator?
Oh, we got the detonator.
Can I have the detonator?
Payment, please.
Yep.
Yes, we would like some payment, please.
Okay. He takes out an envelope from his back pocket, tosses it to Mao.
Mao's gonna check it and make sure that the money's there.
Inside are three certified credit sticks worth 10,000 new yen.
I feel like KT hangs on to like the detonator right now, so she's like gonna thumbs up KT, like, yeah, we got it.
Heck, oh, so yeah. I press it now. Oh, fuck.
Nice. Heck yeah, we got the cash. Let's go to Neo Red Robin.
No, we're not allowed back there.
So you were banned. Then I have the detonator.
Yep. Passes it off.
Alright, he takes the detonator, puts it in a lined box so it doesn't actually get triggered. Closes the box, puts that in his coat.
Nice.
Pleasure doing business with all of you.
Of course, Tony. Good to see you again.
Mm-hmm. Well, just call me if you ever need anything. I'll figure some way to get you set up. With that?
Mal turns and like gives a thumbs up to Calamity Jane, tries to get a high five from her.
She hesitates, looks at her hand, looks at your hand, and then gives you like some sort of secret handshake that you haven't really formally done, but it. You kind of follow it.
Sweet
enough.
I love Calamity Jane so nice. Much, guys. I've only had Calamity Jane for one day.
But if anything happens to her, I will kill myself and everybody.
Kill myself and everybody in this room.
I will kill myself and everybody in this mm-hmm. Discord.
Yeah. Nice.
So you've successfully accomplished a mission. Is there anything you want to do before we end this?
Exact my revenge on Red Robin. Oh,
the Red Robin has actually been consumed by the sinkhole, the bomb.
Oh no. Oh
man.
I think Mal just sort of makes sure that she's checking the feeds to see what might have happened with the bomb later, but I think that's all.
Yeah.
Mal's more of like, oh, I want to maintain my lifestyle over like, oh, I'm gave a bomb to somebody.
I don't want to say that KT does figure out how to use the flashlight function on his phone. I've done it.
That's the end credit scene.
Just poke, 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 poke.
Calamity knows how sad KT is about the Red Robin being sinkholed, so she rummages through her backpack and pulls out a paper flyer showing that there are several locations.
Amazing.
And points to the next nearest
post-credit. His eyes slowly rise from the paper. We must go to these places. And then starts tapping in nice. One by one the address for
it. Nice. Is he pressing enter between the addresses, or is he just like typing it straight in?
Typing it straight into whatever he has open. Doesn't even know if it's like it could be a calculator for all he knows. Just he's seen people do it at this point.
He presses enter, and he looks to both. He looks to both and says, "I'm in."
Mal would lose her shit.
All right, well, thank you all so much for playing with me. And
yeah, thank you. This is great.
I'm glad you had fun. And we're going to start in the same order. We're going to end in the same order we started. Rob, if people want to know more about you, or where can we find you?
Well, I run the channel Geek Unleashed. You can find us on social media at Geek Unleashed HQ. We don't have any shows going right now, but we will be starting up in a couple months again. Yeah.
And Ryan?
Yeah, I'm Ryan Mossbarger. You can find me on Twitter at Dice Populi or Ryan _MOSSB. You can also find me on Instagram. I have a podcast out there called Dice Populi if you want to check that out.
Val, where can we find you on the internet?
Hey, Val. You can find me on Twitter at Villa Viceroy. Or you can also listen to me on my podcast, Kingdom Hearts of Forgotten Era, where we play interstitial. You can find that at
The runners are Valet, Rob, and Ryan. Theming and producing is done by me, Eric. That's me, Eric. Haha. The track used is Spec Ops by Raphael Crooks. Thank you to Ray Callows for making our art. You can find her over at Calligraphy Inc. or calligraphyinc.com. Did you like the show? Well, tell a friend about us, or you can leave us a rating and review over on your podcatcher of choice to help more people find us in the algorithm. Algorithm for the algorithm gods. Algorithm for the algorithm throne. I have lost that. But if you have any questions, you can also hit us up on Twitter at DiceFiends or shoot us an email at DiceFiendsPod@gmail.com. I am a normal human. Hello. Ha. Next week, we will be releasing our first one-shot of the year, a playthrough of the game Coffee and Chaos by Cowpath Games, and then we'll be telling you how to participate in their Kickstarter coming up. It'll mainly boil down to going to the Kickstarter page coming up, but we'll have the time when it comes out then. Alright. Well, I hope y'all have a good day, and until next time, remember, tip your delivery drivers and any wait staff generously. They have to deal with people like KT in real life all the time. Goodbye.